This is Down to Brass Tacks. Today is Wednesday, March 14th, 2018. My name is Lisa Gale. I will be your moderator for today's session. Our call number is 434-1790, WhatsApp number 266-4862. Our producer and technical operator is Mr. Dennis Johnson. We will take two breaks, one at 11:55 a.m. for the regional roundup, and again at 12:30 p.m. for the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Today we end at 1 p.m. I look forward to your calls, your queries, your concerns, and being a part of the conversation with you. Some of you are listening from Barbados, from the Caribbean region, and further afield. Special welcome to Brass Tacks today, and a good morning to all of you. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice, or let us rejoice, and be glad in it. I know many of you have heard the news from very close to home. I think Dennis is home, I think. the Honorable Keith Mitchell has once again led his party, the NNP, the New National Party, to another clean sweep at the elections. And again, once again, he is Prime Minister. I think this is the fourth time he's Prime Minister of Grenada. Today has been declared a national holiday. I was talking to one of my very good friends and colleagues, sharing with me some of the feeling throughout the last few weeks. And then I had a chat again with her this morning, getting a little pulse of the people, you know. So, of course, we want to talk a bit about Grenada, some of the challenges that country faced from a political perspective, or more so the challenges that Mr. Nazim Burke faced, because I'm sure Prime Minister Mitchell is smiling today. I know it's a different scenario where there's actually no leader of the opposition. One has to be appointed. And that is a very interesting scenario. And for a country to, again, have 20,000 people vote against, only 20,000 people vote against the incumbent speaks volumes to the feeling of the people. There was certainly no hesitation for us to conclude that the people of Grenada wanted to have a retention of the existing administration. So that was clearly an interesting scenario. Closer to home, we have the scenario with Barbados. I'm sure you would have heard the president of the Barbados Economic Society speak yesterday, Mr. Shane Lowe. He talked a bit about where we are, the major problems we have as an economy, and what are some of the solutions that we could use to alleviate those challenges. We also heard then yesterday at the People's Assembly, People's Parliament, about, you know, what are the perspectives of the varying parties. And I think what we are doing here at VOB is pretty good, because you're getting to hear from the varying parties, the major parties, what are their perspectives, and we're getting different people to come in and speak. So I think what VOB is doing, and that's commendable. Internationally, we have some other issues. I don't know if you're following. I mentioned it last week, but I don't know if you're following the elections with Putin and his various opponents. That is very interesting. What's happening there is very, very interesting. So you may want to pay some attention there. So those are the thoughts I have. One last thing, particularly the role of us as the individual and what type of leaders we are in our own individual selves, and what types of leaders we are looking for, not only in parliament, but also in the church, in the schools. All those things have an impact on the persons that we become and the society that we carve out. So I think we could also reflect on ourselves as we continue the national conversation. So those are my thoughts before we start. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Ms. Gale.
Speaking, yes.
Yeah, good morning. A couple of things here, Ms. Gale. I listened to the program yesterday, and to be quite honest, I've heard the BLP, the representative, Mr. Strong, and he's saying what you're saying is nothing new. We were saying these things a long time. As a matter of fact, I remember when David Thompson.
We as a Barbados, or we as your...
I've been talking Barbados.
Okay, yes.
I remember David Thompson, when the Democratic Labour Party got what he got, he came on this program, and we were talking about this thing of the taxation in Barbados, which is too high, and looking at it, a reforming our taxation system. Mr. Strong is saying that if you reduce your taxes, people will got more spending power. So therefore, be more money circulating in the local economy, which would you get more jobs. People would then invest. And I draw a reference to you. Let's say that I'm working and I save at least $300, but I have
a week or a month.
A month.
A month. Right. Okay.
Right. But I have additional things that I might have bought order for the store. That money, I'm trying not to pay back the people the money. So the $300 that I might save might go to try and get my debt clear. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't necessarily mean that I will have more spending power. It means that I might have more money to try and clear off my debt.
So wait, what you choose to do with your money is the spending power that you have. Whether you choose to put yourself in debt or to purchase something, it's still your spending power. Any money after all of your substantive bills, that's the spending power you have. Actually, the bills that you pay, that's also your spending power because that's the income that you've earned.
Yeah, but in other words, I still will not be saving anything because that,
that's your choice.
I'm trying to get my bills clear, if you understand. And especially if you're a person that's at the lower scale of the economy. I have a problem with it, serious problem with it. Over. I always remember that a
lecture. Problem with what? Problem with taxation?
With this taxes. The other thing about that, okay. Ms. Gill, is yes. When we reduce the taxes, more spending power. You know what's known? You know who normally get suffer the effect from that? Your social welfare programs. They get cut back. And it happened in the States here just not too long ago, on the Trump. Right? Trump says he's not going to tax rich people. And you see what happened? The people started to complain about the program that Obama might have left there so when he was in office. You're going to hospital, you don't have the medical insurance, the doctor don't look at you. He was suffering day to day.
And that's because of low taxation, or that's...
Pardon me?
That's not specifically because of low taxation, though.
No. Those taxes offered rich people in the United States were to have the social welfare program in the United States. Mm-hmm. That was one of the reasons that they taxed rich people in the United States. I can tell that. The other thing is, how do you go about now reforming our taxation system? I would like you to answer that for me.
Okay. I think you should ask the Democratic Liberal Party, who in 2015 received a comprehensive document from all of the private sector bodies for which I was a part. We would have shared a response. I think the IMF actually did a review on the Barbados tax system. And in 2015, I participated along with many colleagues, the president of the chamber, myself, and a couple others. We worked with BIBA, the Barbados International Business Association, ICAB, and a couple others, making significant contributions to that document. And nothing has happened, as far as I'm concerned. So to ask me here now what form of modifications to the tax system, I think I would prefer that we refer to that document. And that would bring significant clarity. It doesn't only speak to reduction of anything, but it also speaks to transforming the full system, not only just the tax itself, but the administration of the tax, the values for which we put the tax on. A lot of stuff was in that document, and I would suggest we go there if there was any discussion on modification of the tax system.
I would like to actually see that document one of these days, because I will have to go through that very properly, because you just can't bring a document and just rush it. You have to take your time to go through it. Because I tell you, in economics, if you decide to fix one side, the other side is a problem with the other side. You never get the... I told Dennis Johnson there last year.
He didn't listen to you?
No. I told him that you never get the scale balance when it comes to economics. As a matter of fact, I hear a lecture study one time, a content will not have the same personality as an economist. So you could read between the lines. The other thing is, concerning our elections now. Last election, there was 90,000 Barbados who were eligible to vote who did not vote.
Say that again, last elections.
There were
90,000 people who didn't vote.
90,000, which is about wrong 40% of the population. Mm-hmm. I am expecting, to be quite honest, that the people in Barbados have begun to get frustrated with both parties, both major parties, Barbados Democrat, Barbados Labour Party, and the DLP.
And these are politicians.
Parties. Okay. I just said parties, not politicians. Parties. Mm-hmm. And I am expecting that that 90,000 might reach over 100 and somebody. Some people predicted that it might be 120,000 Barbadians who might not cast a vote at this election either. Because they are fed up. Because we are here now, vote for the Barbados Labour Party. So that we could have the first prime minister, create a history of Barbados to get the first prime minister. We're not that, but that. I am not hearing any Barbados Labour Party come. Any suggestions, really? How are we going to get this country forward? You understand? Okay. And people are getting fed up with the nonsense day after day.
All right. I thank you for your thoughts. I think the whole discussion on taxation was a good one. And we would like to hear the views of some other persons as we reflect on probably... Actually, today is open forum. You can speak on any subject. I'm not forcing you to congratulate Dr. Mitchell. I'm not forcing you to speak on economics or on politics. You can choose those matters which are of importance to you. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. You're on
Hello,
air.
Hi. Good morning, Ms. Gill.
Morning, sir.
How are you?
Well, thank you.
Good, good. Nice to hear you, and happy to speak to you one more time again, okay?
Okay.
Your first caller, and just in case that somebody get me tangled up with anybody, all right? Because they understand somebody else is sound like me. This is Wesley.
Somebody sounds like you?
That was I heard, I don't know, right? Because the amount of nonsense I was here, I say, and I said this yesterday and all.
Oh, and you didn't call
him? I would like you to know, though, that he really ain't qualified to call Dennis Johnson name, though.
Wow.
And that
so what you call it? You qualified?
Dennis will tell you that as he pension back. You know,
anybody can call
not this the nonsense. Not really with the nonsense, right?
No.
You just come off a CBC program, okay?
No,
let me talk about Renstron yesterday in the program. I ain't going to bring you in trouble. Trust me.
No, this in trouble. I would like you to spend your valued six minutes with me talking about what you want to speak about.
Miss Gail, this is my valuable thing.
Okay.
So I want to speak on what
you feel like speaking about, even
because
if it is about another caller.
He just make me bring my issue, one of my issues up front first. And this is one thing, for the nonsense that I heard this morning.
It's 2 minutes already.
Talking about yesterday a program on CBC. He got the guts really to come to VOB though, along with the Trinidadian lady. They have nothing good to say about VOB.
What do you have to say?
Nothing.
Mr. Wesley, talk to me.
Please. What is your impression? Sorry, what is your feeling about a female prime minister in Barbados?
My feeling?
Yeah.
I had a nice long discussion with one of my colleagues yesterday about the... Of course, I think that any male or female qualifies to lead Barbados. So I will start to say that very straight. So there's no discussion there. And I don't even think we should be having a discussion about the topic. We all went to school.
Yeah.
We all went to university or to community college, or we went and studied. We did something to add value to the country. And then we have the capacity in leadership in some form or fashion. We've served somewhere or the other. I think males and females can participate in the management of the affairs of the country. So why is that a discussion?
And coexist, right?
And coexist, as we have been coexisting for the longest
time. Exactly. So to me, it's a non-point.
Right.
So why are you bringing
non-points to the discussion?
No, because, Ms. Gill, give me a little credit for mischief, no? Because the truth is, I've been hearing this raging debate.
I haven't been.
You haven't been hearing?
No, I haven't. Actually, just last week.
You don't listen to CBC, ain't you?
I do listen to CBC at 7 o'clock on nights.
Oh, okay.
Just last week, we had...
Did you listen to it last night?
Partially.
Listen, let me say this to you, Miss Gill. As far as I remember, as far as Wesley remember, Canada has been a friend to Barbados. You remember the grant? You remember our airport that we boasted about?
Friends don't only give
grant
you.
The Grant Adams Airport?
Yes.
That design is the carbon copy of the so it was stolen.
But what has to do with the discussion on what you just brought to the floor?
I am saying to you, the way how the ambassador yesterday was attacked for 27 minutes. You understand me?
I am saying to you,
Miss Gill, that I do not believe that an ambassador of a foreign country that doing his duty in Barbados as the representative of that country should be under this attack just for a comment.
Okay. I know not about what you speak.
I'm trying to tell you, Miss Gill, right? And trust me, I'm not in any courtroom. But if you want me, and I am very careful with this because, like I tell you, I've been doing this too long. And I'm saying to you, Miss Gill, that I honestly believe, as long as somebody living and working here, they have a state here in Barbados.
Okay.
Right? And they should be free to comment on any social or political affair in this country. Why the ambassador has to be different? Right?
I was having a discussion with a colleague of mine, a learned colleague and a former diplomat. And the discussion went along the road of, you know, diplomacy 101 vis-a-vis the rights of the individual. Mm-hmm. And I would stop there. I think I'll stop there.
I would like to go on. Look, there's so much things.
You have one more minute of the time that you were allotted.
One more minute?
Yes.
Miss Gill, how you could do this to me though? Why I just getting tongue with you?
I'm the female moderator, so I
look. I will be saying. Look, the truth is right. I believe that our political process in Barbados always play out itself, and at the end of the election night or day, we go back to work. We go back as a civil society the very next day, and we operate in our own space, and we congratulate. Yes, we'd be vexed, but some of us would be vexed. Most of us would be happy, you know, for what the results turn out. Mm-hmm. But Barbados remain Barbados the next day on the upward train.
Today's a peaceful day in Grenada, just the same.
Hello?
Today's also a peaceful day in Grenada, just the same.
That's how we do business in
some parts of the region.
And the most part of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
I dare say that the United States do it too, and Great Britain. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we respect the electorate. We respect our leaders up to a point when, you know, we could do the political devising.
Okay.
However, I want to say this, right? I want to say this. I have never, and I've a part with this here, I have never in my years of following politics see a movement as the movements that I see now, as the movement that I see now towards the Barbados Labour Party. Believe me, Miss Gill, believe what I'm telling you. I had the fortune, experience to visit three annual conference of the Barbados Labour Party. You know, I count more Dems in there than Labour Party members, because I would have known the Democratic Labour Party members. You understand what I'm saying?
They might have done what you've done.
No. But as a member now,
Right, so they may be members now.
Yeah, and I want to say the same.
So you can't call them Dems anymore, because I'm sure you don't want anybody calling you a Dem.
I will finish off. Well, that's true, and thanks. I want to finish it off by just saying, whether who like it or not, I honestly believe, when the dust is settled on election night, I believe the Barbados Labour Party would have to go to the parliamentary group and choose a leader. And I believe that leader would be Mayor Motley, as Prime Minister.
Okay. This is Dr. Brastak. Good morning. This is Dr. Brastak. You're on the air.
Good morning, Ms. Gill.
Morning, sir.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm in the land of living.
Oh, the 90 days, they want you to tackle 21. That's electioneering. So you ain't got too long.
Okay.
But before I go on to that, you could remember years ago that a monkey shot down the whole country? Electricity? No, Ms. Gill?
I'm listening to you. It's not. I'm here thinking about cause and effect.
Oh, well, we didn't know the cause, but you only hear a monkey shot out the whole country, where the whole country went dark. Now, I want to deal with the trade union movement this morning.
So, you ain't talking, I thought you were talking about the monkey.
No, you only left that there. I left that there.
Okay.
Anybody could put anything with a monkey now. I left that there.
And choice of words.
Monkey, the closest thing to a human.
Monkey,
the monkey,
and then
the
trade union.
To a human being. All right, let me go on to the trade union movement.
Interesting.
One thing I want this country to know, you know, if you tie up a man two hands and he 2 foot, a BD guy respond. Huh?
In what?
You know that too. But let me deal with the trade union movement. Let me give how could I explain it? A goodwill by Prime Minister Stewart. You could imagine a government, this is the employer, could beat a trade union movement for 10 years with the hands tied up and the foot tied up. And today, not a worker ain't get a cent. Look how much people he defeat. That's what take it. You got to look at things the right way. He defeat a consultant at the Barbados Workers Union, along with the general secretary. There are 2 people, you know, that he fight against. And they said, no, they ain't get a cent. He defeat a president and a general secretary, and UPW. Earth said, today, they ain't get a cent. And Stuart laughing, because whatever he says came to pass. There were new wines and old bottles, and the old bottles. I don't know how much Trotman played at the safety and health at the workplace. So that's all I have to say. I ask now the workers of this country to look out and see if you're going to get a momentum after me, a more motley get a president, get to be the prime minister. And all of them that will come now to fight me, a motley, for wages. I would say what he would do, but I can say no. Thank you. That's all I have to say for today.
Thank you, sir. This is Dr. Brass Stats. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Miss Gill.
Morning, sir.
The first thing, let me thank the technical people for bringing back the voice to the phone so that you can listen to the phone and not the radio. That's a good job.
Okay.
Right? Program.
Kudos program to the technical good. People.
Right. The program is good and good that way. I don't know if it doesn't bother some people, but it is like a problem when you can't hear the people.
Okay.
Thanks very much. Ms. Gill, I want to revisit some things that I said that wasn't really understood. I hope you don't mind.
It depends. Right.
The last time I spoke to you, I think you didn't understand what I mean. When I talk about the minibus, but I think you get it. But what I mean is that the time has come now to enforce the laws to stop minibuses to trying to see if they could deafen some people. God, it is sickening. Because the DJs now, ain't like before, the DJs they got now believe that they should be talking all over their song. And that is very annoying.
I can't hear the tunes.
Right, you can't hear the tune. Them all over the tune keeping their noise. And I think young people ain't really get to know what is music, right?
Okay.
Because, I mean, before, I can remember back in the 80s, at Liberty, you know, come about the place, and you had Admiral, and he used to have this thing called a commercial free, because he know that you don't really want to hear much talking and things interrupting the song. But now you're getting DJs believe that they could talk all over a song, and then young people still like that, right? So it's annoying. And this is what be going on in the minibus. A lot of noise keeping from these people over the and the microphone and the speakers right up top there by your head. When you're standing up and
okay.
sitting down.
Okay.
And what I mean is that people now got the cell phones and is listening to their own music. I see people, it be noise blaring and people with earphones in the ear. Right? So I wasn't really talking with the earphones. I don't know if they can put a law for it, that passengers can do that too. Right. But that's what it means. Because Mr. Lashley said he wanted to put the transport, the private sector transport into to put them together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that it can help their difficulty to get in the bus transportation. So that's what I'd admit.
Okay.
The next thing is a topic that I had with you when a gentleman came last week and he talked about fluoride coming from bone.
Oh, my last caller.
Yeah, your last caller.
He caused me to remember you because it was a conversation with you where you talked about the fluoride in the water, and then he was more or less agreeing with you, but also mentioning that there was some bone trade in relation to India and England. I thought that was interesting.
But he said that it comes from the bones. That's what he said.
Right, bone, yeah, the trade of bones, yes.
And he said the fluoride comes from bones.
That's what I heard.
Right. But I want people that, when they come on this radio, you got the internet there, you got YouTube. I'm saying that you should go and take in everything somebody's saying, because there's people that be talking nonsense too on the internet. So you is who got to actually have intelligence to understand and decipher for yourself what is truth. Because fluorine, unlike protein, is a mineral, right? And you can find it in the earth. So it ain't coming from, I know if it getting in the bones, but it coming from the earth. So it's in the earth, but they put it in water. And the reason to put it in water, I know if you know about the pineal gland or pineal gland.
Not sure. Hello? Not sure.
Okay. All right. This is the
P-E-N-A-L?
Huh?
P-E-N-A-L?
But they've got different pronunciation for it.
I'm right? Asking you the spelling, not the pronunciation. Is it P-E-N-A-L?
Yeah, I think that's how you spell.
Okay.
Right. That's what I told you, that it's different pronunciation. So I don't know if you see what it's spell it different. Okay. Pineal and penal. Right.
I know, but P-I-N-E-A-L.
Pineal gland. I would tell you, it's pronounced different, so you can spell things according to how you pronounce them.
Wait, so, can you spell it one way?
But you can pronounce it different ways. You spell things according to how you pronounce them. I does that sometimes. Okay. It might be wrong. It might not be standard.
Okay.
There's a gland inside or in the center of the brain.
Yes.
They call it the pineal or pineal gland.
Produces melatonin.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. You know what I mean? And it was in spirituality, it's very important because it is where consciousness really is.
Yeah, it
right?
has to do with your sleep patterns, how you
right.
And people, there are some people who isn't functioning well and they have challenges staying
that,
up.
That's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's part of it. But to say that it is also responsible for consciousness, right?
Yeah.
On the spiritual level.
Mm-hmm.
Is responsible for consciousness, and they say what fluoride does is calcify this gland, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it will actually make people docile, right?
Oh.
So that is what they're trying to do, so that cause in order to control a people, mm-hmm. it's just like animals. You gotta actually do something with them to get them under your control, right? So if you can make people docile, you could actually control them and they will go out.
Through the third eye.
Huh? Right, the third eye. That we tell you do some research on it would, all of that got to do with it. It's not just one thing, but the final frontier is consciousness, right? That's the final frontier. That's what the scientists trying to study now, because one thing the scientists don't really believe in consciousness. If you see consciousness as something, that means there's a God. God, there will be consciousness,
mm-hmm.
right? But they have scientists study all these particles and things, but they're studying the physical side and the material, what you call materials, the material side of philosophy. But then if you is a true scientist, you should also know that the truth also is subjective, right?
Okay.
All right, last but not least,
You're finished?
No, but this is my last topic here.
Okay.
It's child abuse. And the lady that actually the caught on the internet really that abusing the little girl, the little child, right? Generally.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
But I just using that. I'm really talking on that. I just using that to say that some women actually sometimes the biggest perpetrators of abusing
of
children.
Abuse. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. And what I mean is that you got some mothers that will bring a child in the world, and then there's only about, let's say, a 1 year old, and they believe that they could talk to them like they're talking to an adult, right?
Mm-hmm.
All that is abuse. And the reason why you will get a woman actually being like that is because a woman ain't supposed to be raising a child by herself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to make laws, why you can't find it fit to make law that when a man go with a woman and she become pregnant, that that become a marriage, and well, so that he...
That's infringing on people's rights, though. Anyway, good contributions. There's one comment you made which I think I will ponder on, and it has to do with... it has to do with something I was reading quite recently in terms of being solitary. But I'll tell you that story another time. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Ma'am. Hello?
Hi, good morning, Down to Brass Tacks.
Yes, good morning. I'm looking here at page 5 here of today's Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And under the caption, B's Rolling Out Roadmap. Mm-hmm. It was being said that the Barbados Labour Party is not saying what they will do. They're only criticizing the government. So here is some what the plan to do. Mm-hmm. And it is an ambitious rescue plan for Barbados, which it plans to implement within the first 6 months if elected office. Mm-hmm. And it goes on to say, under the plan, a new Mayor Motley-led government.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are saying that when the BLP, or if the BLP win the election, that they will then go and elect a leader, a person to be prime minister. When in actual fact, Ms. Motley is the undisputed political leader of the Barbados Labour Party.
Yes, but that's of the party, but then they just mean a leader of the parliamentary group. That happens at the beginning of every, after every election, at the beginning of the term.
When you say, sometimes I think we live in two different Barbados. Because you, when that part comes into play, what the constitution or the rules of the House of Assembly,
mm-hmm,
is that the prime minister will be the person who leads the majority.
Yes.
So, in other words, the majority could come together and decide that they want somebody else to be the prime minister.
Yes.
That exactly, but I am aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I am just saying that Ms. Mia Moore Motley is the undisputed leader of the Barbados Labour Party.
Yes.
Because remember when Mr. Arthur won, people were saying that he would not be prime minister. And they'd like to throw in these things. But I say no more on that. The other thing I want to say,
mm-hmm,
is that people talk about women leader and so on. Barbados has had a female head of state for more than 50 years.
And it was a little girl. Yep.
But you agree with that?
Yeah.
That we've had a female head of state. Queen Elizabeth II is still the head of state of Barbados. Parliament is tripartite.
Her representative is our Governor General, though. Extremely accurate, you have to say Dame Sandra Mason is the head of state of Barbados.
You are very attached, but there's two Barbados sometimes. I am merely stating facts. The representative for the head of state is the Governor General.
Right.
Sandra Mason.
We ain't saying anything different
there. The point is this, that Parliament is tripartite. It is in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate, the lower house, and the Queen. That is what makes up Parliament in Barbados. When a bill is passed in the House of Assembly and it goes over to the Senate and it is passed, it then has to go to the Governor General.
Which is the representative.
Exactly, because she represents the other part. So I'm just stating clearly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we say, and we say that Parliament has been dissolved.
Mm-hmm.
But the two houses has been dissolved.
It's still the folk structure of Parliament that has been dissolved.
the Senate and the House of Assembly.
Is that still dissolution?
Yes, but the Queen is the third part, is also a part of the Parliament of Barbados. That is in the Constitution.
So, question, if it had a husband and a wife and there was a divorce, one is still a husband and one is still a wife, but it's been dissolution?
That's right there, the two Barbados. I stared in facts. And you trying to put
in
something?
No, I'm not trying
to
put in anything. I just told you just now, use the word representative.
Yes, because, I mean, some people don't even know that the Queen is part of Parliament. The Queen, that is what's written in the Constitution of Barbados. Not me that is creating something. They will see the Queen. And if you look at the things in the High Court, you don't see the people versus somebody. You see the Queen. You don't, in Barbados, they don't talk about government land per se. The people talk about crown land. But all you want to stare in facts. That's all I'm stating. And with that, you have a nice day. I go on.
Thank you so much. This is Dr. Brastats. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Morning, sir.
Two little things. I want to tell Leslie that what happened over there at that station with that moderator, leave it over there. We is Voice of Barbados, and we are not interested in what goes on over there. He could fight before if you want to go fight really, call over there and fight before, but don't insane him with nothing that's going on over there. Okay. There's one thing he said that is true. There is a very big movement of people following the Barbados Labour Party. I will not mention them name, but both the men and the women in that movement is fighting for Mia Motley. They are fighting to get her elect. Mm-hmm. And I know you know who I'm speaking of, but I will
certainly
not mention
don't.
The name. I will not mention it here because I don't want to put VOB in no dispute of it. But that group is a very buoyant group, and they're pushing for Mia Motley because they know when she gets in what is going to happen. You understand?
Okay.
And I just want to tell you, there was an election yesterday in Grenada. There's election next week, Wednesday, in Antigua, right?
And Barbuda. That's right.
Right. And I'm going to tell you this now. I just put it on the block. Between the 8th and the 10th of May, there's going to be election in Barbados.
Aye.
The 8th and the 10th of May. Remember, I tell you, there's going to
between
be election
the 8th and the 10th?
In Barbados.
Somebody, and I deliberately didn't read it out. Somebody just gave me the time that they believe that the elections would be. And I smiled. I asked them if they're the Prime Minister's PA.
They're going to be election in Barbados, trust me.
Tell me, sir, you said between the 8th and the 9th of May?
Yes, they're going to be election in Barbados. Between the 8th and 9th of May, they're going to be election in Barbados.
Election
Remember,
in Barbados.
Remember, I told you so today.
You want to give me your name or you want to give me so that I would know which caller it is? Caller B,
caller
G?
I don't want everybody to hear me because then some people will start cursing me.
Election in Barbados in May. And I'm sure...
And 9th of May.
Between the 8th to the 9th of May.
They're going to be election in Barbados.
Okay.
Right? Next thing. You ever heard about a cell phone watch or a watch cell phone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you something. I was told about it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a classic yesterday. A guy tell me he's selling in Barbados now. And he had one and he was showing me how it was used. And at the same time, you would believe a police officer stopped a guy driving a car because of a traffic offense. And the guy was using his cell phone watch. And he tell the man, I can't talk to you no more. He put his wrist to his mouth. Like, you want coffee? He put the coffee in his jaw. I said, man, I can't talk to you no more. Police here. And he fell to me, he gone to cell watch. That's a cell watch that he talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And he tell the man, the police here. So I'm saying, yes, I understand the law in relation to the cell phone issue and thing.
Mm-hmm.
But technically speaking, though, if these guys go on a cell watch, they can still be talking and driving all over the place with these cell watches.
Mm.
It's amazing. But I'm glad the law came up and stopped them because it's discriminate driving that they're doing. causing a lot of accidents in this country, and I'm glad the police clamped down on it. Here, ma'am?
Okay.
But don't forget, I tell you, between the 8th and the 9th of May, Mr. Stewart is going to call us to put an X on the ballot box. Here?
So that's election day and not the calling of the, because I heard.
No, okay. Election date. Not the call. Understood. He will call that in April.
21 days prior.
He will call it in April.
Mm-hmm.
And you got 21 days, bring them in. 21 days going to leave between the 8th and the 9th of May.
Are you excited? What are you looking forward to? What led government are you looking forward to? Looking for a BLP, a DLP, a UPP, a Solutions Barbados?
I'll be honest with you, right? I don't bother who get in.
Mm-hmm.
Or who get in, to me, is here or there.
Mm-hmm.
Or they tell you they're going to do this, they're going to do that, and they're going to do this, and they don't do nothing.
That they say they're going to do. So you're living your life. You're not really studying these politicians.
Exactly. And I can be honest with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see all this pretty blue talk that the lady running on me?
Sorry?
You see all the pretty talk that she running on me?
Who's this lady? Sorry?
Miss Motley.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That she can do this and she can do that and she can do this and she ain't going to do that.
You don't feel she can do it?
Huh?
You don't feel she's going to do it?
No.
Okay.
If this country in a recession, all the things that you see you want to do, you can't do them.
Mm.
This country could be going through a recession.
Yeah, but if you resuscitate the economy and put some measures in place to,
mind you,
in
right?
the short term, medium term, or long term, bring
you
some
see, in
kind
the short
of,
term,
mm-hmm.
we have to go to the IMF. Don't care who get in parliament, whichever part it is, they must bite the bullet and go straight to the IMF.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Christian, while we sell this thing and the money that he can get from these things that he sell and think help reboot the economy and thing, then that ain't going to help.
Mm-hmm.
We have to go to get financial assistance from the IMF if we want this country to rebound. And whoever get in, got to bite the bullet and go straight to the IMF. Trust me.
That's important.
But I will show you between the 8th and the 9th and tell you, I tell you so. Remember, I tell you so.
And okay, I ask you, ma'am, to identify yourself as caller B, caller G. Give me a name.
Call me caller V.
Caller V, as vernacular.
Victorious.
Thank you for calling. This is Dr. Brastas.